Welcome to the Transformative Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to introduce to you the incredible Miss Lynn Hooks. Lynn, why don't you take it from here?
Oh, thank you so much, Tanya. That was, I felt like I was on a huge stage already. That's very cool. My name is Lynn Hawks, and I'm coming to you from amazing, hot, and gorgeous, beautiful Palm Springs, California, where you will all be in about 2 weeks. And my topic, my passion, my crazy love is all about video production, but not so much just the production, but it's a whole lot more about the why behind video, the how behind video, and really what it is intended to do for your brand. As a video producer for the past 15 years, we have basically, and I'm not bragging, but we have the technical part nailed. We got it. But so does 200 other people in Southern California, or maybe even 2,000 other people in Southern California. But the key thing is to not just have a technical crew. It's to align yourselves with a production team that really understands why you're doing video, the end goal, the results, what you're trying to accomplish, and then really listen to you, step back and listen to what it is you want to accomplish, and then get it done on your behalf. So that's kind of the framing of what we at Experts and Authorities bring to the table. We have 15 years of production experience. We have a full-on studio here in Palm Springs, and we also take our show on the road, if you will. And we can come to you wherever you are in the country and produce great content. But this talk is kind of, it's a little bit different because I'm assuming that I'm talking to people that are on stage a lot, and they're really comfortable talking to a big group of people. So many times those talks are epic, and so many times, more often than not, they don't capture their amazing presentation in front of a crowd on video. So having the opportunity to do this for your speakers or with your speakers at your upcoming conference is really going to be a blast. But let's step back and really talk about the world of video itself and a couple of points that I think I would like to share from my heart for all of you who are listening, who are professional speakers. In the past, there's been this assumption and this mindset that video is critical. Well, that's like a no duh. I mean, we know that 60 hours of video are uploaded every single minute on YouTube, and that there are over 4 billion videos viewed every day on Facebook, and that it's predicted that by 2017, Facebook posts will be a majority video and not so much text. So with all that rattling around in our marketing brains, if someone doesn't think that video is critical and essential to their brand, then they need to sit back and think again and talk to their friends. But the deal is that doing video for video's sake is probably the biggest mistake you can make. If you're going to take the time to produce a video in today's market, with the market becoming so saturated with video content, you have got to be good. You've got to be great. You have to look great. You have to sound great. And I'm not saying that you have to spend $5,000 or $10,000 on a video shoot. You don't, but you really do have to pay attention to quality. The days of using your smartphone, holding it up in front of you, not being concerned about the background, not being concerned about the audio levels, are totally gone. If you were to shoot something like that and seriously post it as a serious piece, I'm not talking about a quick, fun 15-second Here I Am piece, but a serious message piece, that kind of quality can actually damage your brand and certainly not help it. So let's talk a little bit about the three P's. In my world, I distill everything down to wonderful lists. The three P's of video production. The first thing that you really need to do is plan. And just sit back and think, why am I going to go through all the effort, all the trauma and drama of shooting a video in the first place? Who's my audience? What do they want to hear? Not what I want to tell them, but what do they want to hear? And where do they hang out? Once you have those answers, then you have a really nice framework for the message that you're going to deliver. Now, for you presenters out there, if you're on stage, you already have that talk to the audience that you are presenting to. So then finding a team to nicely produce your video content is the second part, which is production or produce. The second thing is to produce. Quality, again, is super, super critical, in my opinion. Your appearance is critical. What are you wearing? Is it in a line with the audience that you're speaking to? And when you're speaking on video, as you do to an audience, you're speaking to one person, right? So that one person that's watching you, intently listening to you, are you visually in line with what they have in their mind's eye as being a professional? Video production, finding a team or aligning yourself with a production company is really not difficult. I would recommend that you do some interviewing if you're going to take that next step and find a production team. Interview the people. First, look at their work. Get recommendations. Talk to clients that they've worked with before. And the best thing of all, if you can, is find someone you know that has a speaker's reel or a video that you've seen that you love. Talk with them and get their referral. That's probably the absolute best way of finding a team that you can work with. Just to reiterate just a little bit, in the interview process with a production team, you want to ask lots of questions. If they're in your market, you'd like to see their studio and certainly meet them in person. Shooting video with you is a very intimate process. We really need to get kind of in your head. We need to talk quite a bit. We're sometimes in a very close proximity, so you need to be very comfortable with the person or the team that you're working with. And again, ask for references and definitely see their work. Technically, you can have a crew that is rock solid, but will they listen to you? Will they pay attention to your goals? And will they really help you, guide you through the message that you're trying to deliver, just as a director might do? We've had heard stories about people coming on set. They have their notes. They've hired this crew who does beautiful video. The cameras start to roll, and the person is sitting there saying, well, now what do I do? And the cameraman behind the camera says, well, just start talking. Well, that puts everybody in a very compromising position. You really would, in an ideal world, you'd like to have a producer beside you, helping, understanding what you're trying to accomplish and helping you through the process, because the cameraman, the sound man, the lighting engineer, they're all focused on the technical. You need someone in your corner that will really help you pull out your message and nail it a couple of times so that when you leave, you know that your message is done and you obviously know that the quality is going to be crazy great. So once you have your video once you have your video produced, now what do you do with it? Well, the obvious thing is first you put it on your website, right? If it's an interview about you, talking about your brand so people can get to know you, that might be on your About Me page. If it's a pitch video, of course it's going to be on your product page or maybe on your homepage. But what about beyond that? Obviously, you're going to have a YouTube channel. Put your video on a YouTube channel and also invite other people to share your video on their YouTube channels. There are many, many, many places that you can post your video as a video asset. For example, Vimeo, also Dailymotion. You would definitely want to post it on all your social media accounts. Being a professional speaker, using video on your LinkedIn profile is amazing. That's a great way to gather attention and draw focus to the professional level that you are. So those are just some: YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram. Of course, you can post your video on Pinterest. So find as many places as you can. You can always also post it on Twitter. So don't just think there's one or two places to use your video. The more places you can post it, the better off you'll be. So there's a lot of elements involved in producing video that will set you apart, put you heads and shoulders above the competition, and really let your talent and your personality shine. We as a studio have heard hundreds of questions, the same questions over and over and over again. And having worked with many different clients, we started seeing a commonality of questions. The same dilemma shows up over and over again. So we put together a two-day workshop here in the desert that is just a ton of fun. What's going on? I'm hearing some crackling. Anyway, we put together a workshop that I would love to talk to each and every one of you about. If you're interested, we can get your information and I can send you some details on it. But I think for now, I'm probably finished. Am I, Tanya? Am I finished, Tanya? Hello?
Hello. Let me stop the recording.
Am I on? Okay. I started getting some really strange noises. I thought maybe you were telling me that I had to quit.
No, I didn't hear anything, so I'm not sure what happened. Do you have more to give people? Because you still have plenty of time.
You know, I really, by my clock, I have about 6 minutes. I just wanted to talk a little bit about our training. We're a production company, but we also have some training classes that are available as well. But, I can quit now. It's cool. We can do questions and answers if you'd like.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and tell people about your training program?
We have a two-day workshop. The first day is all about strategy and do-it-yourself video using your smartphone, which is really popular and can become very effective. We also talk about building your YouTube channel and different ways of promoting your videos. And then the second day, we actually give every student on-camera time in our studio where they produce a tangible piece of content that they can actually use in their marketing. It's not a trial. It's not a test. It's not a practice. It's the real deal. So you walk away with real content that you can use. We discuss what would be the most effective piece for you to take away. And you also have a ton of training prior to. After that, we become your video coaches for 3 months. You can call us anytime you want. We'll help you do post-production. We'll discuss different strategies. And it's limited to only 6 students. So our next class is in August, and it's on our website, expertsandauthorities.com, under video workshop. You can go there, check it out, see some of the testimonials, and if you're interested, sign up and we can have a conversation. But it's a whole lot of fun. We love what we do, and we love meeting people and getting to know their stories, so it's like a big family. So that's about it, Tanya, for me. I don't know whether I skipped through everything too quickly, but would be delighted to answer questions.
Awesome. All right. If y'all have a question or a comment, push star 2. Star 2 will raise your hand in our system, and then we can unmute you. So star 2 will raise your hand, and then you can ask your question. That's fabulous. And you know you're going to want to connect with Lynn and find out more about her events. And, you know, she does them all the time. So, you know, reach out to her if August doesn't work out. She's also, like I said, going to be at our conference, the Public Speakers Conference. And so you'll be able to meet her there. And she's also going to be videotaping people. So it's a great stage to do that from and take advantage of it.
I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be great fun.
It's so much fun. And people are jumping in now. Remember, everyone, that tomorrow, Friday, is the last day of the early bird special and also the last day for the hotel block. So make sure that you jump in on both of those. We have a whole lineup, so not only will Lynn be there, but we've got incredible people that are actually going to be booking you for opportunities, all kinds, everything from magazines to actual events, conferences, radio shows, you name it, they're there. So it's going to be a hoot and a holler, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Well, thank you, Lynn, for being on today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and I'm going to stay tuned and listen to everybody else that's in your lineup. It's exciting to be a part, and I can't thank you enough for the opportunity.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you so much. All righty. Okay. Switching gears here. Ms. PK, is that you on the line?
It is.
Yay. PK is a fabulous connection for every one of you, so you'll definitely want to get connected with her. Remember that all of our speakers, you'll be able to find all of the recordings up onto the website at Public Speakers with an S, association.com under the Summits tab. Soon the Transformative Summit will be located under Past Events. So you'll be able to go back and listen to these events over and over again. I'll have them all up by 8 p.m. Central Time tonight. And that way you can take advantage of it. So how have you been, Ms. PK?
Hey, I'm really good. This heat is, I love the warm, but it, you know what? It has zapped some of my energy. So I'm learning to drink, you know, better hydrogenated water. And I really hate turning my air conditioning down to 72 because then anytime I go outside, the heat is way greater than I want to feel. I love the warm weather, and the dry air makes it really tolerable. But so that part is not my problem. It's just that I find that even when I go to bed at the same time, and I'm exercising some more just because I can be outside more. So I'm just making, you know, some little adjustments here to I'm used to it being, you know, not this hot, and then even if it is a warm day, it cools way down at night. And so when it doesn't get really cool at night, I just wake up and I'm just warm and it's hard for me to get up. That's where my problem is because it's just so warm and I have more of a lazy feeling. I've had good sleep, but that's the part that I'm making an adjustment to. So I'm just trying to figure out how to manage getting up at 7 or 7:30 and feeling great. I wake up and the room is warm and the sun is coming in even though the blinds closed, and I just have a hard time with that.
You're so used to the Oregon weather, so I'm sure it is an adjustment.
yeah. That 85 and 87 is a hot day up there.
And that's a cool day
anyway,
down here.
But like I said, I do love the dry air. I don't have the humidity that you guys have there in the Austin area. So our humidity
Austin's
is
not like, too bad. It's not like Houston, you know. It's not that bad.
So. I have a son-in-law, or a son and daughter-in-law and family in Kentucky, and I go back there a lot. And, you know, Chris has adjusted to it really well. And Courtney grew up there with it. But I notice it. It doesn't really bother me, but she's a cool freak, so the house is always 68 or 65.
Ooh, that's
anyway,
cool.
it's a quick dash from the house to the car and from the car to the mall or the grocery store, so you don't, you know, it's not too bad. But, yeah. I don't know. I've learned to adjust to it. For me, it's a matter of the sunshine and the light, and that's why I moved here. I mean, I could have moved to Seattle where it was worse than Portland, but, lots going on up there. But it's all about the light, and so I'm loving it. Just another adjustment. How's business? What's going on with Public Speakers Association?
It's just so exciting. Yeah. So we've got so much going on, everyone. We've got groups starting up everywhere. Even Kuala Lumpur, we've got a lady who wants to get a group started up over there. So we're looking for people who would like to start up a chapter in their neck of the woods. So if you're interested, just reach out to us. We'd love to connect with you and get that up and going. We still need to talk about Utah there, Ms. PK.
Yeah. I'm going to be back up in Salt Lake the first week of July. And between now and then, I'm going to make half a dozen or so phone calls to people. And hopefully they're interested, but if not, they have lots of connections. And I go up there once a month anyway. So to go an extra day or go early in the day and then, have a meeting at night and then go on over to my daughter's house, I have a daughter who has a really great job. She only works 4 days a week, 4 days a month. She flies from Salt Lake to Los Angeles to work in an emergency room in a county hospital there. She's an emergency physician's assistant. So she'll work four shifts and make what a lot of people would be happy making, in a month. So it works out great.
Right.
She gets a break from her kids. I get to spend time with the grandkids, and it's a super deal. So
perfect.
I'm excited about that. So just getting everything lined up here, and I'm really ready to go back to work. I didn't realize it would take me, this many months. I've been gone a lot helping, kids and different things because it was fun to be here, but. Things are lining up, and I look, have some new clients. I'm working on writing based on this presentation today. Well, not based on this, but this was the topic of choice because I'm working on a pilot program called From Can't to Cash, and it's all about fear and realizing what it really is and a logical, rational way to feel your way through it rather than. I know a lot of people like the book Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Just the title, I think, from my perspective, is I don't know how helpful. That was not particularly helpful to me because what I wanted to know was to understand the fear and then get it in its right place so it functioned properly. So anyway, that's what we're doing. We're talking about fears and where they come from and probably be 8 weeks. So I want to launch that. I don't know if I'll get it done in July, but, by August, and so people are working on it for, any of their fall work or kind of get re-energized in September. So I'm excited about that. This is just really coming together. So it emanated from the fear of public speaking thing, but the same principles that apply to that, if you really understand them, you can overcome that fear. And then if you can overcome that fear, then there are others in your life you can overcome. Does that make sense? Am I on the right track here?
Exactly. That's always the hardest part.
Well, I love the brain dynamics of fear. That's once I really got hooked into how the brain did that, really It just made it easy for me easier to explain it to others, and they were like, "Oh, I get it." Now that doesn't make it easy to overcome it, but it gives you a framework from which to work. That's better than just because you're afraid, fears can be really good, and everybody has fears. That wasn't particularly satisfying to me.
Yeah,
I mean, not that I didn't want to be like everybody else, but it didn't move me forward. It didn't give me a ladder, so to speak, so I could do step one and then step two and step three. So anyway, I'm excited about that because it dovetails with what I'm already doing, and I think it'll be a doorway. Not everybody wants to speak publicly, but no matter what the business is, they're usually in some situation where if they could speak better,
yeah,
it would enhance their business. So
exactly.
I'm going to make this an ebook one of these days. So we'll just see how it goes.
Perfect.
Always an adventure.
And you've done this plenty of times. Right. Do you have any questions about today's summit?
No, I'm here.
Perfect. Right. So just remember to end up about 5 minutes till, you know, I go and start the recording and introduce you and you take off. And then at the end, just remember to stop talking when you're done. And then I will come back in and unmute myself and stop the recording. Sound good?
Perfect. Yeah. Great.
Yay.
Got everything here, the two books, got a couple of books I really like and all my notes. So if I can just keep my numbers straight, we'll be good. Otherwise, there will be a 30-second pause while I realign my notes.
No worries. I know. I was so glad when I got to the point where I didn't need notes anymore, you know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you why I use them, because I know what I would have, but they help me with timing.
Yeah.
That's, it's like, this is the point, and you need to be here by here, because I just want to stay on track. And then if there's something, it just helps me be more conscious of, I ramble.
I've never known you not to have something to say.
yeah, but it may not be critical to the point. And so it's, you know, if you have 30 to 45 minutes, you take a tangent, you can get back. But, you know, I'm just working on being more not coherent, but on task, on point.
Right.
And not little.
That sounds
funny
like a plan. All right. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All righty, let me go start the recording. Let's get going. All right, hold on one moment.